amen enough, and I'll just get out your way this morning. Amen. 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 Our text this morning, go to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. It's all over the place. I was actually talking to the pastor this morning as you're going. And I get a daily Bible verse on my phone. And bleep, bleep, bleep. I say, what is this, man? You know, I'm trying to get ready to get out of here. And I roll it down and I see it's Luke chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. I said, Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
And it's amazing how God put all these things together.
Amen.
Amen. Do some aerobics and stand with me. Amen. I'm reading. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, meaning Mary. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloth and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Amen. For a short title to some short words this morning, the will of God. Oh, there it is. The will of God. Can I contrast something real quick? The Bible and I think 1 Corinthians chapter 15 categorizes first Adam as the first Adam and then Jesus as the last Adam. I want to contrast the beginnings of the two. One was placed in a garden, all the bennies, all the benefits, everything was perfect. God said it was good. Had everything to eat. The other, born to some nobodies, they go to register for a coming poll tax. There was no room for them nowhere. So listen, we done traveled all this way, and now you about to have a baby. Now she has the baby, And they in a stable. Now, this is the last Adam. God's choice. Now, that's interesting. Why in the world would God's will place his lamb in an interesting situation rather than going over here and putting him in a perfect situation like he did the first Adam? The wisdom of God baffles man. Why are you in your situation today? It seems like it's never going to get better, like it's always going to be jacked up, but it's the will of God so that he can work something out in you.
Amen.
Go to Genesis 22:8. I want you to keep your Bibles open. Don't close them. Make sure I'm giving you the truth. Saying it right. Especially you, Elise. context is Abraham is going with his son to a place where God has appointed. And at that place, he was going to sacrifice his son. And in the transit, in the interim, they're walking. And the son sees something going on here. He sees, I see the fire and I see the wood, Daddy. But where's the rest of the stuff we're supposed to operate with? Somebody read that for me. Come on, Brother Allen.
22:8. Abraham said, God will provide for himself.
Whoa. I see the wood, I see the fire, but where is your lamb you supposed to be sacrificing? And Abraham, interesting, he got so much confidence in God. He said, God is going to provide for you a sacrifice. Now, this is the same God who is your God.
Amen.
The same, I don't care what your problem looks like, he's the same God. You say, Lord, now, I see the situation happening here. I need some money over here. I'm walking. How are you going to take care of me? Huh? God, don't worry about it.
That's right.
Go ahead, Brother Spencer.
Abraham said, God will provide for himself a lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together.
And if you all didn't know what he told, well, he went. It was him and some of his servants. He walked. He stopped right here. Y'all wait right here.
Uh-huh.
Now me and the boy and the lad, as he called him, we going further.
Yeah.
Well, listen. We not only going further, but listen, we going to come back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We going, but we coming back.
Amen.
Wait. God says, take the boy, because I won't.
Yeah.
But he tell them, I'm so confident in God until we coming back.
Yeah. That's right.
I wonder what the servants were thinking about when they see him coming over the hill again. Men oftentimes try to make their own covering for sin. We see this also in Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. Let's roll there. That's why you keep them open so you can be ready to go. Sister V, you got that open? Quick background. Now when they ate of the apple, when Adam ate of the apple, this is what happened. Their eyes were open. Hey, we naked. I didn't see that before. So they get busy and they try to make them something to cover themselves up. Listen, that's what we do when we're in sin. We're so busy trying to cover up our own stuff, it is not sufficient for God. Because there has to be some blood shed somewhere. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin.
Amen.
Go ahead, sister.
And clothed them.
Amen. God himself provides them a covering. Because what they had covered themselves with was not sufficient.
Amen.
So when you, sometimes the Catholic faith, I'm not slamming nobody, but when you go to the priest and the priest say, well, you got to do such and such and such and such, really? Really? Your name ain't Jesus.
You didn't die for nobody. How in the world are you going to tell me what's going to be sufficient for a covering for my sin? Adam, his wife, tried to cover themselves, but God had a different plan. I have to kill something to cover your sin.
Amen.
Somebody and something has to die because of you.
I'm almost sure the toys ain't cold yet on it. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 and 8. A big God comes down to cohabitate with us. A big God comes down to cohabitate with us. The same one the Bible says in John, there was nothing made that was made unless he was there.
Amen.
He came down to cohabitate in a human body with us.
Amen.
A big God come down to cohabitate with us. Y'all not catching the dynamic. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was in the beginning with God, came down in his little bitty body and cohabitated with us.
Amen.
It is a love thing.
Amen.
That's what it is.
Amen.
How can this big God come down when I'm messed up and cohabitate with me? To save me is the will of God.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 and 8. Sorry, babe. Since you're there, get up and read that for me. Nice and loud.
5 and 8?
Yes, ma'am.
Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who thought he was in the form of God, did not count it equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant.
Hold on, baby.
In a hewed out manger that's used to feed animals. Now, I'm sure it wasn't smelling good, Sister Woodlow, because animals don't keep places clean.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure it was smelling like feces.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure that everything wasn't clean, but in a trough came this big God down to us to save us.
Yeah.
In a trough.
Yeah.
He came for you. He came for me.
Yes,
what type of love is that? What manner of love is this? I have no idea. All I know is that he loved me enough to come down and cohabitate in a place where animals eat and do the other business too for me. Go ahead.
But made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross.
He not only humbled himself to the death of the cross, but you all know babies can't do nothing for themselves. They depended on mama and daddy for everything. Now this great big God has now come down to cohabitate with us and submit himself, and he couldn't take care of himself. But he's a big God, and he come down not only in a trough, but he can't take care of himself. For you and for me.
And listen, it's amazing who God reveals serious truth to. I'm telling you the truth. The most wonderful thing that a man could hear, he doesn't go to the Pharisees in the temple. Hey, y'all, look.
The Messiah's here. He don't go there. He don't go to Herod's palace and say the king is here. No. He goes to some shepherds in the field. That was not a noble duty in Israel to do the shepherd thing. But he goes to a shepherds in the field and tells them the most wonderful news that could be told. There is a Savior born and he's in swaddling clothes. Where's that at? Go to Luke chapter 10, verse 21. Luke chapter 10, verse 21. If I'm going too fast with the verses, say, hold it. Step on the brakes. Pump the brakes. Do something. Luke chapter 10, verse 21. The context on this thing, God sends the 70 out. Is that right? Is everybody looking at it? Mm-hmm. He sends the 70 out. They go out. They got all kind of power over everything. Sickness, demons, everything. They come back. When they come back, they rejoice. Oh, Lord, we had control over everything. We was whooping them. We was winning. They were excited about that. But Jesus said, wait a minute. Don't be excited because of what's going on. Be excited because your names have been written in the book.
Amen.
And then the Bible says, I think, go ahead, read that for me.
I'm sorry, Luke.
Luke 10, 21.
In the same hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding.
Hope. God hid it from the wise. And he revealed it to those who are the world's outcasts so that the power of God may be manifest. Now, I didn't get this news because I was so good. I only got this news because of what? The will of God, period. Go ahead, Ben.
Wise and understanding, and reveal them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will.
Was the will of God. Listen, you all. These shepherds also, we looked at Ahaz in the Old Testament. God gave Ahaz a sign that it was for real what he was telling. Ahaz didn't believe it. He did not believe it. But he told these menial shepherds that don't nobody think they're anybody. He told them about the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you read on a little bit further past where I was, you'll find out that they immediately went. They did not wait. They immediately went, and they went to see exactly what was going on. God said, the angel said, let me give you a sign. You're going to find this kid wrapped in swaddling clothes and in a manger. I wonder, did the angel say that you don't have to step past some cow chips? You know, dodge some soiled hay? Y'all didn't get it. Why in the world would God send a son in that situation? God actually, he don't need kings. He don't need great palaces. That's why you all ought to be rejoicing. Because he has revealed his word unto you and you understand.
Yeah.
He only reveals the word to those that the world called outcasts.
Well, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why you ought to be rejoicing.
Yes. Well.
Nobody should be able to pump and prime you to do nothing.
Well.
You ought to be ready to go when you get here.
Yeah.
Because when you hear the word, you can obey the word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I'm just here today as a cheerleader. For God.
Amen, brother.
And I'm here to encourage you to, when the will of God is going on, things might not always look good.
Mm-hmm.
Feeding troughs
animals. I got to stay in the inn. But the world gets saved as a result of the wisdom of God.
Yeah.
What about you? Your situation may look jacked up. I don't know why it's like it is, but God is able to bring order out of disorder. He is able to bring order out of disorder. The will of God. I hope you caught it. Because if you do, your joy will be contagious. You won't be able to contain that joy because it's what? The lady at the well, messed up. Husband, shacking up with somebody. Jesus at the well with her. But it's interesting. Nobody would really kind of mess with this lady except Jesus. Now he's the holiest of holies, and he messing with this lady. He talking with the lady. Now, Jesus give her a word. She believed the word. He done told Pharisees the word many times, and they still haven't got it. She run into town.
Yell it.
Come see this man. I found the Messiah.
Yeah.
They come back and say, we've seen him for ourselves. We don't have to believe you no more, because we've seen him.
Amen.
Watch out who you dissing. Because that might be God's chosen vessel.
Amen. Say it. Amen.
The will of God. Merry Christmas.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Please stand. Y'all, it wasn't going to be long, too, so amen.